Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Stays onside, right side, backhand pass in front, scores! Loose puck over the far post for Greenway, and the Sabres extend their lead here in the second period. It's now 3-1.
Well, a nice way to end the season last night for the Sabres. They beat the Lightning 4-2. Joe, the Lightning didn't have anything on the line, right? It didn't matter.
Nope, they are locked into that top wildcard spot. I'm stunned they even played their guys.
Why did they have
Vasilevsky in there?
That's what was confusing to be quite honest with you.
The NHL's growing a little bit more in that area. Just what are you doing? Useless
I don't think
games.
That was their last game, though, right?
They have one more game.
That's probably why. Maybe the next game. Don't want to go that long, maybe?
Yeah, even still.
What do you think of Comrie playing then instead of
That was, I think, just a make good for, hey, thanks for being a good soldier.
Yeah.
Basically going the last 5 months playing no games.
He played pretty well, too, by the way. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Joe DiBiase. Joe, 17 years ago, Marshawn Lynch did a really viral video at Applebee's. Do you remember that?
Applebee's, yeah, with Kenny Mayne?
Yeah, I think it was,
yes,
right? And like how nightlife in Buffalo, and he goes to Applebee's. It was a really funny deal, right? You remember that?
Yeah.
Joe, it has taken 17 years. Did you see the news today?
The news? No.
Applebee's has been named the official grill and bar of the National Football League.
All right. Marshawn finally got his deal. He's got to be involved.
You.
Give the man a percentage. 10% seems fine.
I mean, this has all started from Marshawn Lynch's video, right? It's got to be.
Yep.
Applebee's Grill and Bar and the National Football League announced today they've entered into a multi-year partnership agreement designating Applebee's as the official grill and bar of the NFL.
All right.
They will leverage the entire NFL calendar, beginning with next week's draft, to engage football fans across the U.S. and continue to bring great value and delicious food and drinks to guests on game day. There you go.
Is that the most viral Marshawn Lynch video? Didn't he swim against Kyle Williams?
He did, but I don't think you'll find people like that one. The Applebee's one was Kenny Mayne.
Yeah. Isn't there a video?
Maybe he did. Maybe.
Isn't there a video of him confusing Buffalo for New York City, like on the flight here? Or is that just a
story?
He thought.
Yeah, he didn't realize that.
Buffalo was like a suburb of New York City. Yeah.
How about, though, the other one? No, you want to know about a Marshawn Lynch viral video? Maybe it's not as viral as it should be. Go watch Marshawn Lynch play against Gronk in Mortal Kombat, I think it is, on Conan.
I have not seen that.
I think it's Mortal Kombat. It's Tekken, you know, that game one of these fight games.
Okay.
It's kind of inappropriate. I'm just going to warn you, so don't watch it like in front of people that might be inappropriate for them.
All right.
It's freaking hilarious. I laugh every time I watch it. It's Marshawn and Gronk playing this video game. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. Let's go to Tommy in Hamburg. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, how are you? Also, I just want to say I can't decide which I like more, the decor or the ambiance.
Oh, that's right. He said that on the video, right?
Applebee's.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
Hey, also the Bear Grylls video with him is incredible. Marshawn, he's a true G.
It's amazing, man. Thank you for that.
True G. But anyways, what I wanted to talk about was, man, I would love to see Lindy Ruff in Buffalo again. It would be an environment that would restore my hope in the future of Buffalo hockey. It would be getting the guy back who won a cup after he left. It just, to me, it makes the most sense.
And here's the other part.
Not only that, like shaping Cousins too, you know what I mean? Like him being able to be here for that kind of player, a player that, you know, not that Lindy ever played at that level, but, you know, that was kind of who he was.
Yeah, Lindy, I mean, look, I think that you go back and look at Lindy's career. He wasn't the greatest player, but man, he was.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A guy, he was the captain of the Sabres for a reason. He was the captain, and he was a captain type of player, a leader. I liked him growing up, watching him play. He wasn't the most high-end player, but, you know, he was gritty. And we talked about the Lindy Ruff, Billy Smith butt end incident a few weeks ago, actually. We were talking about the Islanders there. Here's the other part about this. I'm guessing, I don't know this, Joe, I bet you Lindy would love the job.
Oh, sure he would.
Right?
I mean, like his last act in the NHL, given his age, would be to fix the Sabres. I think that that's what he would be into. He would love that idea.
I don't think
he's going to get another job otherwise.
No. I've thought about him in a front office capacity. I don't know what it would be. Mm-hmm. But I thought maybe you could lend his, you know, he has knowledge of this league. He's been around a long time.
He's talked about wanting to do that at some point too, but it's been a while. It was a long time ago he said that. So I could have seen that too. But hey, the head coach job is open. He also did say, I think he told Adam Bonini in an interview a couple years ago that he had talked to Jason Botterill about the opening when they hired Ralph Kruger. So I don't know if he would have called it interviewed for the job, but he's talked to them about their opening before. The last time they had a coach search, they talked to Lindy. So I think it's very possible. I think it's very, very possible that he ends up being their coach. And I was just talking with Brian Mazurowski out in the hall from WBEN, and he made a point like that. I don't even know that I can't decide if it should matter or not. The building's half empty. Mm. The fan base is on life support. I mean, it is. Nobody's invested. Nobody feels any positivity about them right now. And Lindy's not for everybody. But, man, it feels like he would have people jacked up. If he came back, like what opening night could be like, the vibes going into the season. Like, there might have to be, maybe there even should be, just a little piece of the puzzle that gets dedicated to what is going to give people hope. And I think the Lindy idea is going to give a lot of people hope that they can return to what they were when he was the coach before, or even not when he was the coach here. Ignore that. Forget about it. How about what he did with the Devils last year? Jack Hughes called him like a father figure at one point about morphing his game from just a slick offensive dynamo entering the league to like a well-rounded number one center. That's their best player. That talked about Lindy that way. So I like the idea.
Typically, I don't love the idea of just bringing people back to the organization. This is what we do with the Bills when people say, just make Jim Kelly a coach, bring Thurman back, bring Bruce back.
Like, well, we haven't got a Perot for head coach.
No, we haven't.
Call yet.
And can I give you another one? This is what happened when, let me start over. It's definitely not the same as him. This is not the same as him. But Ted Nolan also ruins this for me. I mean,
yeah, he came back.
Right? He came back. And why did we do that? Why did you do that? Yeah. You didn't have to do that. But it was just this affinity for reaching back to the past that people had success. I do think Lindy's different because he played, he coached, he was very successful, led them to a Stanley Cup. It wasn't like he just was here in a beloved figure.
Yep.
He was very successful here. By the way, with multiple iterations of the team. Mm-hmm. I mean, they lose Drury and Briere. They still have good teams a couple years later.
Yep. If you want a name that has no affiliation with the Sabres, that's like a bit of an up-and-comer in the league, Mark Savard, former Bruin.
Yeah.
Really good in juniors with Windsor. This year, he's an assistant coach in Calgary. And I've seen his name mentioned as like an up-and-coming coach candidate. So if you want a guy that has no affiliation, you're not just retreading the past nostalgia because that's all you can do. I mean, there's one name. That's not the proven track record guy. That's another first-time coach. But he's one name that I've seen thrown around.
You got to look for connections with Kevin Adams, too. I think that's a big key. So go take a look at his past, his Carolina connections, his playing connections.
Chicago.
I think that's something you got to do sometimes.
Yeah.
Is to try and tie that together. It's just the way it always fits, right? You have these relationships, and you know that, you know, you might be able to work with the person. So that's why I still say, my number one idea, get Rod Brind'Amour away from Carolina if you can. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the Extra Point Show on a day the Sabres have made a head coaching change and fired Don Granato.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.